Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
Thanks, Megan. And we heard from the world of jazz fusion guitars with starting out. Going backwards from the fourth dimension, led by guitarist John McLaughlin, we heard Recovery. This is from the New Universe, a festival of 2010 on Abstract Logics, with Etienne Mapape on bass, great bass solo, Gary Husband on keyboards, and Marc Mondesir on drums. Before that, Alex Machacek, with also from this festival of 2010, with Jimmy Herring's rhythm section of Jeff Sipe and Neil Fountain on drums and bass, respectively. And we started out at the beginning with the instigator of a lot of this, where it all started to happen, with great Sonny Chirac, Warren Harding Sonny Chirac, born August 27th, 1940, and passed away May 26, 1994. This is from Ask the Ages album, and we heard As We Used to Sing, with Sonny Chirac, leader on guitar, Farrell Saunders sax, Elvin Jones drums, Charnette Moffett on bass, and Bill Laswell production. Spending time, this is from Trevor McLaren at All About Jazz. Spending time in the Chirac world will certainly help newer jazz fans to understand where players like Frizzell, Derek Bailey, and Fred Frith are coming from. Chirac is without a doubt the brightest beacon of early avant-garde jazz guitar. Running across his records is a schematic that New York downtown guitarists are still using. Certainly the experimental forays of records by Frizzell and Frith carry on ideology that Chirac brought, using the guitar as a weapon of means, while most players were spending their times woodshedding time learning West Montgomery licks. Chirac was opening up jazz guitar to a new world of endless possibilities. And that's with feedback and everything before Hendrix and all of that in the early to mid-60s. Let's return to this festival. It's a great album. I love it. And maybe get away from some guitar for a little bit, at least as a leader. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Put your hands together for the one and only Wayne Kranz.
And guitarist Wayne Kranz is a guest in this set by Raji Baro. Thank you.
The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And from the abstract, the New Universe Music Festival on Abstracts Logic, we heard a couple of cuts by Raji Bhado leading the band. Well, first we heard a duo with Bala Bhaskar, with Vignesh Kirtanam, and then we heard them joined by members of Human Element, Matt Garrison on bass, Scott Kinsey on keys, and Arto Tunkboyasian on pert. And we'll hear from Human Element next, and Raji Bhado will be joining him on that. Also, in the last cut is some program synth, which you hear a little bit more in jazz now and then. And it was just a duo, but it was more traditional, more of this great Indian fusion that we're hearing from people like Rudresh Mahatapa. So next, Scott Kinsey, and this is Sawira. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Thank you.
listening to Jimmy Herring Group, Neil Fountain on bass, Jeff Sipe on drums, and Matt Slocum on keys. We're here listening to Gray Day from the New Universe Festival from 2010. Before that, we heard from Scott Kinsey and Human Element of Tribal Tech fame with Rajiv Bhatto on drums, Arto Tunjboy Jansen on percussion, and Matthew Garrison on bass. Rajiv Bhatto is subbing for Gary Novak, their regular drummer. Interesting to hear this. We'll see you back after the